It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Myron Jeffs. He is the Recreation Program Manager for the Forest Service here, the Manitou-LaSalle. And coming up, you can actually start now reserving, you know, like campground spots. There are cabins up on the Manti that you may not know of, or maybe you go up and take advantage of those already. But you can start reserving those now, and we'll talk about how you can find them, how you can do that and reserve them. So, I mean, people are starting to plan now for like family reunions, family vacations, or even just a weekend getaway. And we're going to talk about all of those things, plus, you know, some rules that you may know or you may not know when it comes to camping as far as, you know, campground spaces and those kinds of things. So, Myron, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's jump right into it, because up on the Manitou-LaSalle Forest, you have campgrounds everywhere that people are aware of. You know, they're full, it seems like, all summer long, right?
Yeah, we have a variety of camping opportunities on the mountain. For example, our developed campgrounds, what you've alluded to. I think we have 26 developed campgrounds on the mountain. Most of those campgrounds have spots available for first come, first serve, and most of those campgrounds have spots available for reservations. And we obviously encourage people to make reservations. It guarantees an occupied site for when they want it.
And that's the best thing. As I said, people are looking now. Even though it's, you know, February, but people are thinking now about summer. They're thinking about family reunions. I know a lot of the group camp spots and stuff like that are ideal spots for people, like, seem to host their family reunions there every year, and they can go on and start reserving those now.
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned the group sites. You know, we often think about the campgrounds and having sites available for our family or ourselves to go up, but we have a variety of different sites with different amenities, with different capacities, that many of them have the capacity to accommodate just families, but there are also many that have the capacity to accommodate large groups, 30 people, 50 people, even upwards of 100 people. And so as you're planning your events for the summer, you know, you can get on. We direct people to recreation.gov. That is the site you go to make your reservation. But you can go there now and search the campsites and the campgrounds on the mountain. And if you click on them, information will pull up on each one of those sites in regards to the types of amenities that are offered at that campsite and the number of people that site is capable of accommodating.
So they can go on there and look at all the campsites that are available up on the Manti as far as the sites that you can reserve. Mm-hmm. And go look at that, get your reservations in, and know that you're covered. And not only are you covered, but it's also paid for and you're done.
Right. Yeah, you pay through recreation.gov on the website. I might also throw in, I'd like to let your listeners know and our forest visitors know that we've got a new program that we've implemented last summer on the mountain that makes paying for these campsites a lot easier and more convenient for the users. And that program is called Scan and Pay. And if I may just take a minute to explain that, you can pay for a reserve site on rec.gov, but a cool option that we've implemented called Scan and Pay allows visitors to use an app on their phone. If you're not wanting to make a reservation in advance, if you're wanting to just go on the mountain and find a site, this app allows users to use the app on their phone to pay for the site without having to come up with cash or a check on site. And there's a couple of steps that you need to do before you can do that. You have to download the app. It's called rec.gov. You have to download the app, set up your account, and once you've done that, you can use, as long as you got your phone, you can use that app on the mountain to pay for first come, first serve sites in the event you didn't make a reservation to begin with.
So that's another great option to make payment, because I don't know how many people, I hardly ever have cash on me anymore.
Right.
I never carry cash, so that's a great option that you guys have. And we mentioned campsites, but you guys also own some cabins up there that are for rent.
Yeah, as many of you know, there were ranger stations that were built several decades ago that were for the purposes of administering the affairs of the forest. And those sites, many of those sites, those old ranger stations, the guard stations, have been converted to rental cabins. And so we do have, on the mountain here, we have six that we rent out all summer long. Some of those have running water in toilets and showers, and some of them don't. But again, you can read about those on rec.gov. And make your reservations there. They're really a cool and unique camping opportunity for you and your family.
We really have. We actually used, we rented Orange Olson a couple years in a row, and it was great to get the whole family up there because, yeah, you've got running water, you've got a big area to sit and have a meal, you've got places to sleep, and it's very nice. It really is.
Yeah, and to your point, you can get on now and make those reservations. And we encourage people to do that because those cabins in particular do get rented out several months in advance. So if you're planning a vacation in July or June and would like to, you know, potentially stay at one of our rental cabins, I'd encourage your listeners to get on now and make those reservations.
Now might be the time to do that because, yeah, they do. They go very, very quickly. And then just a couple of housekeeping points as far as, you know, if you're going to take your trailer up, and a lot of people do, they like to go up early and drop their trailer off so they have a spot. But there are some stipulations and some rules to that people need to understand, correct?
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that up. First of all, I'll back up just a minute. Not everybody likes to stay at a developed campground. There's a lot of people that like to go up on the mountain with their trailer and stay someplace where they're a little bit more isolated. So we call those sites dispersed sites. The majority of the mountain is open to dispersed camping, and we encourage people to take advantage of that opportunity and go up and visit the forest. But if you do, we encourage you to occupy an existing site off the road. Try not to make any new disturbances. And there are some rules, as you alluded to. If you're gonna go camp on the mountain, you need to occupy the site for the first 24 hours. After that, you can leave for a couple of days, but you've got to come back so it's not unattended for a long period of time. There's also a 14-day limit. If you're going to go camp somewhere, there is a 14-day camp limit. So you can stay someplace for up to 14 days, and then you need to move.
And there's rules and regulations just as in everything. Just make sure you know them before you head out. And that's the great thing, because we're looking forward to a great spring, summertime, even into the fall of camping and getting out in what we have to offer here in our area with the Manti La Salle. Myron, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Got choked up there. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.